Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. This is the night your salvation is won and your redemption accomplished. Today, the Son of God makes atonement for your sin. Atonement is a funny word in English, at one meant. It is a restoration, a reconciliation between two parties. Reconciliation occurs when one party pays a debt and the relationship is restored. Imagine for a moment that your son gets in a wreck in the family car. Everyone is okay, but both cars are totaled, and someone needs to foot the bill. He was at fault. The cars need to be replaced. He must pay what he cannot afford to do. Atonement is what the father does when he calls up the other driver and says he'll pay for it. The father takes on the son's debt. Now the father will incur the debt himself. He's going to have to work overtime. The fishing trip is going to need to be canceled. That year's bonus, tax return, and the savings might have to be spent fixing the son's mistake. Yet the father agrees to pay, knowing all of those things, all that he is going to suffer for his son. He embraces his son and forgives him, and atonement is made. Atonement is paying the debt, righting the wrong, covering over the sin. Now Israel had a feast day every year that taught them about atonement. You probably know it well as Yom Kippur, the day, the Yom, of atonement, Kippur. Kippur is the Hebrew word for covering. The Kippuroth was the golden plate that sat on top of the Ark of the Covenant that was in between the two cherubim. This piece of gold is called in English the mercy seat. It played an important role in the Day of Atonement. After God saved Israel out of Egypt, he gave them plans to build the tabernacle and the Ark so that he could walk among them and be their God. But there was a catch. For God to dwell with Israel, he wasn't able to just set up a tent and live with them. Atonement for sin needed to take place. Sin is abhorrent to God. He cannot dwell with sinful people. From idolatry to covetousness, every sin is an offense against his holiness. If a man tried to approach God on his own terms, that man would be struck down and destroyed. Nadab and Abihu, Korah, King Uzziah, and countless others learned this lesson the hard way. Sin needs to be paid for and covered over. And not just anyone can do that. That's where the high priest comes in. He was a man appointed by God to make atonement. God chose the sons of Aaron to stand before him as priests and high priests. Once a year, the high priest, chosen from the sons of Aaron, would go into the Holy of Holies, the room where the Ark of the Covenant was. This was the only time a man entered into this inner sanctum, into God's immediate presence. He first made atonement for himself. He slew a bull for his own sin. Then he took two goats, and the Lord chose one of them as a sin offering for Israel. The other goat was sent into the wilderness. That was the scapegoat that carried Israel's sin. Having made the sacrifice, the high priest then enters into the Holy of Holies, first bearing the blood of the bull. He made atonement for himself, sprinkling the blood on the mercy seat. Next, he made atonement for Israel, taking the blood of the goat and sprinkling that blood on the mercy seat. The blood stood between the people and God. No one else was allowed into the Holy of Holies, and no one was allowed to ever enter the holy place while the high priest was making atonement in the Holy of Holies. The high priest stood alone before God and man as he made atonement. Today on Good Friday, the true atonement is made. The sacrifices of Israel were fine to purify the body, but they could not purify the conscience. God forgave sins by the blood of bulls and goats, not because their blood pacified him, but because of his word and promise. And today, that promise is fulfilled. His word hangs upon the cross. The Son of God dies, and God's blood is poured from the cross. Don't be too mad at the Jews. Remember, the high priest had a job to do. He had to select and bring the sacrifices before God. That was his job, his office. And this time, the high priest chose Jesus. As you heard in our gospel reading, the priest meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. You see, all who incur sin, all who commit sin, incur a debt that they can never repay. And so today, the high priest chooses Jesus to be the payment for sin. All those who sin incur a debt that they can never repay. So consider, examine yourselves. If you have feared, craved, and trusted in other gods, whether that's money, your own strength, pornography, prestige, idols of gold, silver, or silicone, if you have cursed with his name, if you have neglected preaching and his word, you have committed high treason against this most holy God. If you have hurt your neighbor, if you have willed his death in anger and hatred, if you have harmed his marriage through adulterous words and deeds, if you have destroyed his reputation with careless words and gossip, if you have coveted his wife or his car and schemed to relieve your neighbor of what God has given him in any fashion, legal or illegal, you have sinned against God. This holy God sees all of it. And if you do not repent, you will be cast into hell. See now in Judas, the Jews and Pilate, sinners like yourselves. Envious, petty, self-righteous. Cowards, murderers, and betrayers. Storing up God's wrath. None will be able to plead innocent on Judgment Day. And in Barabbas, and the criminal that hangs next to him, see sinners like yourself. Guilty as charged. Justly condemned for each and every sin. And if you can see that, then these next words are for you. Jesus Christ is your atonement. On this day, 1,993 years ago, he went to the cross. He was hung upon it, and he died as the sacrifice of atonement. After he died, he entered into the heavenly holy of holies. He brought his blood before God. Jesus is both priest and sacrifice. A priesthood of an order older than Aaron's. A sacrifice appointed from the world's foundation. Jesus today lays his holy blood before God the Father. He pours out his blood upon the list of your sins. The blood soaks into the pages, and your sins are blotted out, erased forever. The debt is paid. The sin is covered. The wrong is righted. And Jesus then opens a new book. In it, he writes all of his sinless and righteous deeds. His fear of God, his love of neighbor. He fills this book with his righteousness. And when he is done, he writes your name on the cover. My redeemed. Sin once divided you from God, but now Christ restores you by his holy sacrifice. You don't deserve it, but he loves you. and he gives himself in your place. It is in that confidence, confidence in Christ's righteousness and not our own, that we are welcomed by God into his holy family. You are forgiven, redeemed, and sanctified in his blood. Dear Christians, this is the night that your salvation was won, that your redemption was accomplished. He has done it, and it, that is, the atonement, is finished. So tomorrow evening and Sunday morning, let the alleluias ring. In the name of Jesus, amen.